AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been fired. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
President Donald Trump says Pam Bondi is out as his attorney general. Bondi's departure ends the contentious tenure of a Trump loyalist who oversaw firings of career employees and investigated the Republican president's perceived enemies. The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case that made Bondi the target of angry conservatives. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Moscow plans to send a second oil tanker to Cuba.
The second oil tanker announcement comes just 2 days after sanctioned Russian tanker Anatoly Kolodkin docked at the Cuban port of Matanzas, laden with 730,000 barrels of oil, marking the first time in 3 months that an oil tanker has reached the island. Russia's energy minister, speaking on the sidelines of an energy forum, said a second one is being loaded right now. We will not leave Cubans alone in trouble. Cuba produces barely 40% of its required fuel and relies on imports to sustain its energy grid. Experts say the anticipated shipment could produce about 180,000 barrels of diesel, enough to feed Cuba's daily demand for 9 or 10 days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump's White House ballroom has gotten final approval from a key commission.
The commission, which approves or denies construction on federal property in the Washington region, is going ahead with the vote because a commission spokesperson says Tuesday's order by U.S. District Judge Richard Leon to halt construction does not affect the planning process. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on President Trump's first national address since the Iran war began.
President Trump has given a full-throated defense of the Iran war in his first national address since the conflict began. The president says America's core strategic objectives are nearing completion.
We are going to finish the job, and we're going to finish it very fast. We're getting very close.
But the president spent much of a primetime address repeating things he's been saying after weeks of changing goals and often contradicting himself about whether the war is winding down or ramping up. He did not mention the thousands of additional U.S. troops sent to the Middle East and made just passing mention of allies whom he's been blistering for not helping more, saying they need to get some courage and simply take the Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.